August 19th, 2021, meeting of the Board of Minerals and Environment to order. Secretary, call the roll.
Blumhardt?
Here.
England?
Here.
Greenfield?
Here.
Carpen?
Here.
Langeth?
Here.
Morris?
I'm going to say here a little bit more enthusiastically as Mr. more enthusiastically than Mr. Carpen. So here, good morning.
Peterson.
Here.
Sheets.
Here.
Haig.
Here. Quorum is present. First of all, before we start, I'd like to welcome everyone participating in today's telephone conference call meeting or listening online. This meeting is streaming live on SD.net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants, including board members, please identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. Please mute your phones when not speaking. The meeting is also being recorded, and the audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions Portal. Follow the link and select the name of the board. First order of business today for the meeting is the annual election of officers. We'll start currently, I'm Rex Haig, chairman. Glenn Blumhardt, Vice Chairman, Greg Greenfeld is the Secretary. This time I'll open nominations for the Chairman of the Board.
This is Blumhardt. I'll nominate Rex Haig for Chairman.
Is there a second?
Morris will second.
Peterson second.
I think I heard Morris first, so moved and seconded. Any other nominations for Chairman of the Board? Any further nominations? If none, we'll close nominations and Secretary call the roll on the nomination of myself as the Chairman of the Board.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpen?
Aye.
Langeth?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Haig?
Aye. Motion passes. Rex Haig re-elected chairman of the board. Open nominations for vice chairman of the Board of Minerals and Environments. I'll take any movement for vice chairman nomination.
Morris moves to nominate Blumhardt vice chair.
Motion by Blumhardt. Is there a second to that?
Motion by Morris.
Second by Garvin.
Moved and seconded. Mr. Blumhardt is nominated. Any further nominations for vice chairman of the board? Hearing none, Secretary would call the roll on the election of Glenn Blumhardt as vice chairman.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpen?
Aye.
Langeth?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Haig?
Aye. Motion carries. Glenn Blumhardt is elected vice chairman. Third officer is secretary. We'll open nominations for secretary of the board.
Anyone nominate Greenfield?
Motion by a nomination by England. Is there a second?
Carpen second.
Second.
It moved and seconded. Mr. Greg Greenfield has been nominated to be Secretary of the Board. Is there any further nominations for Secretary of the Board? Hearing none, Secretary will call the roll on the election of Greg Greenfield as Secretary of the Board.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Langeth?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Hag?
Aye. Nomination passes. Greg Greenfield is voted in as the Secretary of the Board. All right, we'll move on. The next item of business is the approval of minutes from May 20. Additions, corrections, changes to those minutes? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Langeth makes a motion to approve the May 20th, 2021 minutes.
Is there a second?
Carpin seconds.
Moved and seconded for approval of the minutes. Any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, Secretary will call the roll on the approval of the minutes.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Langeth?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
Hag?
Aye. Motion carries. Minutes of May 20th, 2021 are approved. Next item on the calendar is the mining issues consent calendar. Mr. Klein, are you there?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We also have Mr. Graves here, so we'll both be able to answer any questions the board has.
Okay. I just had one question on page 2, the transfer of liability from Dakota Road Builders to Carstensen Contracting. I noticed the amount was reduced from $20,000 to $15,000. Is there an explanation on that?
You bet. The Board of Correction, Dakota Road Builders has, I'm going to tell you, 4 sites, maybe 5 in the state of South Dakota. They're only transferring 1 site. We deem that to require a $15,000 surety for Carstensen because of the acreage. And they elected only to go with that amount as opposed to the $20,000 statewide.
That's their only site there then?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for that response. Any further questions from the board on the consent calendar or any item that the board wishes to remove for separate consideration?
Chairman Hag, Bob Morris.
Mr. Morris, go ahead.
Tom, kind of similar question as Rex is on page 1. There's a $10,000 and then Eastman is $1,000, but we're transferring liability and releasing $10,000. So if that's the case, why wouldn't it be $10,000 for Eastman?
Excellent question. Catoque Gravel up there in Roberts County had mined an area historically. They have reclaimed or shrunk it down. They're looking to get out of the business. This other company wanted a portion left open so they can continue mining. And that's where we're at for 2 acres or less that's open. Otherwise, Coteau had reclaimed or taken care of all that area that they were responsible for. That's why the difference in surety is there's 2 acres or less that Eastman's gonna start his operation on.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
You bet.
Further questions from the board on the consent calendar? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Blumhardt moves to approve.
Motion by Blumhardt. Is there a second?
Second by Peterson.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the consent calendar? Hearing none, Secretary call the roll on approval of the consent calendar.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield? Greg, are you there?
Yeah, aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Langeth?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
Haig?
Aye. Motion carries. Consent calendar is approved. Mr. Lee's update on the spyglass. Are you there?
Good morning, Chairman Haig, members of the board. This is Mike Lees, administrator of EANR's Minerals and Mining Program. I'll give you a little background first, just to remind everybody of the what happened with the spyglass wells. In 2012, Spyglass Cedar Creek LP shut in 40 natural gas wells in Harding County due to a significant decline in the natural gas market. In 2018, the department issued a notice of violation and petitioned the board to revoke Spyglass's 40 drill permits and order forfeiture of Spyglass's surety. Spyglass intervened in the case and proposed a consent agreement between the department and Spyglass, stipulating Spyglass would post a bond, but Spyglass did not follow through with posting the bond. So in January 2019, the board approved revocation of Spyglass's permits and forfeiture of its bond, and authorized the department to pursue additional enforcement actions and directed the department to present additional enforcement actions at the March 2019 board meeting. Then in March 2019, the board directed the Attorney General's office to file civil suit against Spyglass for the maximum penalty provided under SDCL 45-9, which was $15,494,000. The defendants answered the state's complaint in October of 2019, but Spyglass's attorney subsequently withdrew from the case. As of November 2019, no scheduling order had been issued by the court. In April of 2021, the state filed a motion to amend the complaint. The defendants have not filed a response to that motion, and the court has not yet ruled on it. The Attorney General's office has not been able to make contact with the defendants regarding their position on the motion or for scheduling purposes. And in terms of the action on the wells up in Harding County, back in July of 2019, the board recommended that the department seek a legislative appropriation to pay for plugging the orphaned wells. So in 2020, the department brought Senate Bill 17 to the legislature. The legislature made a special appropriation of $727,000 to plug orphaned wells. Between October 2020 and May of this year, 21 of the 40 wells were plugged, including the two deep wells and all of the least financially viable wells. In addition to plugging the wells, the compressor station site was reclaimed. Plugging the 21 wells and reclaiming the compressor site cost the state approximately $301,000. And in January of 2021, Highwire Energy Partners, LLC of Evansville, Wyoming, leased state minerals associated with 10 of the Spyglass wells and expressed interest in permitting and operating 19 of the Spyglass wells. In response, the department amended the state plugging contract to remove the 19 viable wells from the plugging queue. Highwire Energy Partners has posted a blanket plugging and performance bond and is in the process of procuring mineral leases and permitting the remaining wells. Well, that's update update I have for you, and I can address any questions you may have.
Questions from the board, Mr. Lees.
This is Englund. How much was the bond, or what was the worth of the bond, the price of the bond?
The bond that the Highway Energy Partners?
Right.
The bond that this new company, Highway Energy Partners LLC, has posted is $110,000.
Is that in the department field, that at what amount?
Mr. Chair, I don't know if I'm supposed to go through here with these or not, but anyway.
Go ahead, Mr.
Okay,
please.
Thank you. Mr. Englund, the $110,000 is an amount we negotiated with Highwire Energy, and that is designed to cover 11 of the 19 wells they're interested in. So once they get the other permits lined up to submit, we've agreed that they're going to submit an additional $10,000 per well, up to $190,000 would cover all the wells that they're interested in. So this is voluntary on their behalf. This is above and beyond the normal $100,000 Boyka bond. And the $190,000, based on our experience with plugging the first 21 wells, that would cover the state's expense in terms of plugging the wells if Highway Energy decided not to continue on with their production of the wells.
Okay. Any follow-up questions or further questions from the board?
Chairman, this is Chairman Peg, Bob Morris.
Mr. Morris, go ahead.
Mike, so it sounds like, if I tracked you correctly, $301,000 for 21 wells, there were 40, the 19 remaining were all on state lease land.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Morris, not all remaining 19 wells are on state land. The Highwire Energy leased minerals associated with 10 of the wells from the state. So it's sort of a hodgepodge of some small portions of federal minerals and then private minerals. So the kind of the first initial step in Highwire proving that they were really serious about this project was leasing the state minerals for those 10 wells.
Sure. So it sounds like from that special appropriation, then there's about $400,000 remaining. And my inquiry would be, are there other orphan wells that the department has identified that money can be used to plug, or was the special appropriation so definitive, so to speak, that it could only be used for spyglass wells?
Mr. Chair,
go ahead.
Mr. Morse, the appropriation was not so specific that the money could not be used on other natural gas wells. So there is one other oil and gas well that may end up being plugged under using that special appropriation. That's one that has been brought up in the past in Fall River County. So we're exploring that option right now, but otherwise there aren't. That's the only other orphaned well that we have that could possibly benefit from use of those funds.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Further questions from the board? Mike, I have a question. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Doyle, is that you? Is it asking questions?
Yes. Yes, please.
Go ahead, Mr. Carpenter. Go ahead.
It's Lee. Just curious. We got the money from the legislature to help with the plugging. The money that was taken for the bond that we received there in the Wausau area, I remember, was that first used or was it the legislative money used first? So I guess I'm just wondering if we got any money left in the bank from that previous bond.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Mr. Lees.
Yeah, Mr. Carpin, the appropriation was used to plug the 21 Spyglass wells. So the $130,000 surety that was forfeited by courts, that's still available for future use. Do we have other orphan wells that we need to plug? So that was one of the other issues that the board recommended the department take to the legislature. We had that bill that changed the statute, so the department and the board have specific authority to use forfeited bonds that weren't needed to plug a certain well for other oil and gas wells. But yeah, that money is still available.
Okay, thank you.
Follow up, Mr. Carpin?
Okay.
Questions from the board?
Rex, this is Greg.
Okay, Mr. Greenfield, go ahead.
Does that money revert that the legislature gave us, or can we save it for a rainy day?
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Mr. Lees.
Mr. Greenfield, the special appropriation was actually from the Petroleum Release Compensation Fund, which is, under the department, provided the authority to spend that money on the orphan wells. So it's not like the money would just go away if we don't spend it on plugging wells. Does that address
your question? That's what I wanted to hear.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Further board questions? Mr. Lees, I've got a couple of questions. One is, they've taken on 10 of the state wells. There's another 9 out there that are just kind of wait see pending. And how long a timeline will that be before we decide to go ahead and plug them with that appropriation or give them an opportunity to do something with them? Talking about Highline now.
Right. Highwire Energy Partners has communicated their plan to bring one group of wells online yet this year, and then a second group online in spring of 2022. So our, the timing in terms of when we expect permits and basically reflects that those two phases of their plan. So in terms of plugging the wells, we would not be looking at plugging them until, at the earliest, later next year.
But they should have shown interest in all 19.
Correct. They did identify the 19 wells that they are interested in. They have not completed permitting on any of the wells yet, but they have submitted the $110,000 bond. They've submitted permit applications on 7. They have 4 more pending in the immediate future. And then the additional 8 wells would be permitted sometime later this year or next year.
Okay. The other question I've got is, what is intended by the Attorney General's office with that? Sounds like kind of a motion hanging out there, or a kind of a default situation hanging out there on their failure to Spyglass to respond to the AG's office. Do you know what they intend to do and how long they intend to wait to kind of finalize anything there?
I do not.
If you could make inquiry to the AG's office, I don't know who's handling that now. I know that Rich is gone and who that got passed on to, but
I think I would be interested in knowing, you know, where that, you know, if they're going to finish that out, whether it be by default or somebody engaged. It sounds like at this point in time, if Spyglass hasn't engaged counsel, that probably on some kind of default situation. So maybe you could ask AGs to report to us at our next meeting, kind of the status.
Sure, I will. Yes, that's Steve Blair is the attorney who.
Steve is? Okay.
Yes.
So maybe you could do that, or I could even, I don't mind contacting me either, but if you want to start with going to the department and
sure.
Ask.
Sure, yeah, I'll communicate that to Mr. Blair and have him report at the next meeting.
Okay, great, appreciate that. Any further questions from the board regarding the Spyglass situation? All right, thanks a lot, Mike, for the update. We very much appreciate it. No really any action on that. So we'll move on to the next item on the calendar is the public period for comment for matters related to the business of the board. Is there anybody that has called in online or that is present in peer that would like to make a comment or question of the board in accordance with that public comment period? If so, I will entertain any of those comments at this time.
Chairman Haig, I had no one call me asking for the dial-in information.
Okay. All right, Brenda, thank you for that. Any anybody present in the peer location that would like to make any comment?
Just Eric and I are here.
Okay. Brenda, would you like to make a comment?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. Move on then. Discussion our next meeting. Brenda, what have you got for us or anybody from the department?
Eric's here. He'll talk to you.
Okay. It's likely that we'll have a surety exchange for resources next month.
Surety for, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the last part, Eric.
A surety exchange for WARF resources.
WARF, okay. Does that require a hearing?
Yeah, this would probably be a board interest. It involves the Aspen surety bonds.
Okay. So we'll have to make a decision if there's no other business whether we would to travel the pier if it requires a meeting in person for that.
It's,
we can get that figured out between next couple weeks, I suppose.
You know, if we had to, we could do it over the phone, so.
Okay. All right, that's good. Okay. Well, it appears then with that we will probably need to have a September meeting. Most likely then would be another telephone conference call if that's one of the few items of business here. So, all right. With that, is there any further questions or comments from the board before adjournment? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Nobody wants to adjourn.
Nobody wants to adjourn, I guess.
No, Ingram moves to adjourn.
What?
I'll second Greenfield.
Probably don't necessarily need one, but I always like to have one. So, Mr. Greenfield, and who else was it?
Ingram.
And Ingram. Okay, moved and seconded to adjourn. Secretary, call the roll.
Blumhart.
Aye.
England.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Carpin.
Aye.
Langeth.
Aye.
Morse.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Sheets.
Aye.
And Haig.
Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.